we're playing golf. We just happen to be in the nude.
It makes me feel invigorating and just really down to earth and carefree. It just, yeah, so it's a lovely feeling.
It's just very exhilarating being out there, just completely starkers, and everyone around you is a starkers and no one cares.
It's actually my first time at actual nude golf. We've done a variety of other things nude. We've done 10-pin bowling nude.
Is golf better in the nude?
Always better in the nude.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's more exhilarating, and when you hit a bad shot, you don't care as much.
The hardest thing is hitting the damn ball. I can't work out which direction's going in.
You have chosen the coldest July day in Darwin since 1942 to do it. You've just got shoes, socks, a hat and sunnies on.
Yep.
How nippy is it?
It's not that bad in the sun. As long as the breeze stops, we're right.
It started off freezing. I just thought, nah, I'm just going to take them off.
Warming up, the wind's a bit fresh, but that's okay. It's if it was 34, it might be a little that you'd be sweating it from a few crooks and nannies.
You were here for just a regular game of golf today. What happened?
Well, when I went to pay at the cash register at the office there, the lady there informed me that she said today is also a nudist day. So as long as you're not easily offended, by all means, go out and have a hit. And I jokingly said, well, I might join them. And guess what? I did. Came very easily. I thought it'd be exhilarating, and it's more exhilarating than I thought it would be. I really recommend to people, these nudist days are great days. You don't worry about it. Just get your gear off and try and hit a good shot.
I guess one of the biggest misconceptions with being a nudist that it's just a sex club as such. It couldn't be further from the truth. It's just a case of people just getting out there enjoying day-to-day activities but just without clothes on and then just having a laugh and a giggle. Yeah, living life to the fullest.
Naturism, the big reason for it is it's body positive type thing, you know. We've got so many people in society these days who've got hang-ups about their body for one reason or other. It's not the right size, it's not the right shape or stretch mark or whatever it may be. And I think being a naturist helps people get over that because they soon realise that we are all just humans. We've all come with our different marks and bubbles and bumps and whatever else, but at the end of the day we're all humans and we're all the same. So it's been a really good tool, I think, for a lot of people to get over that side of things and just start accepting their bodies, accepting who they are, and making it a bit more positive for themselves.
It really brings me sort of back to why I started doing this sort of thing. And initially for me, I was much, much heavier. I've lost over 60 kilos. And going through surgery to correct the loose skin, feeling such like in a bad place about myself, it's helped me to get over those feelings of self-doubt, feeling just really depressed and stuff about how I look. And nobody judges me. I've got scars, and some people ask, you know, where did you get that scar from? And you just talk about your story, your journey. And I've started bodybuilding a couple of years ago, so sort of, yeah, just having this lifestyle makes me feel so much better about myself. It's really uplifting. You're stripped back of any uniforms or anything like that, and you know, people ask you questions and they get to know you properly for who you are. Some people have had major surgeries through cancer. They all have different reasons for why they do it.
When you take your clothes off, I guess you're taking off a lot of the things that are markers in this world. They can be markers of the jobs that you do, how wealthy you are, what your subculture is, or even your sexuality. You know, we wear clothes to kind of signpost who we are in a lot of ways. What does it mean to sort of take all of that off?
You can have 40 or 50 people sitting in a room and you just walk in and you don't feel any different. There's no one that stands out in the crowd because we're all the same. You get to dress up in other ways. You could put nice earrings on or jewellery, or, you know, sometimes people have body jewellery. You know, you get to express yourself in other ways.
Do you think you'll be back for more?
Oh, my word, I'll be back for more, yes. I'll see if I can get the wife to come too next time. I see the potential there for nude tennis and nude croquet and anything that gets you exhilarated and laughing.